This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're joined by Louisa Keck from the Reach Foundation. How are you going, Louisa?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
So we've been trying to get someone on for Reach Foundation for a little while because you do some great stuff over there. The Reach Foundation was founded in 1994 by Jim Steins, actually, a Melbourne football player, and Paul Curry, a film director. So what's Reach all about?
Well, as you said, Reach came about 21 years ago from Jim and Paul, and Jim kind of came at it from, you know, with his work with footy and with kind of leadership and looking at getting the best potential out of footy players, and then Paul came from a drama background, and they were both kind of really passionate about young people and their potential and the amount of resilience that young people naturally have, and kind of looking at the challenges that young people faced and helping them to overcome those challenges to achieve.
Every time I think of Jim Steins, I have a memory back to my youth. It was a little bit longer than Jeanette's. Jim Steins served as a McHappy Day one day, and my little brother was so excited because he is a Melbourne football supporter, and he absolutely loved Jim Steins. He was a good man, very good. That's my story.
Oh, I was expecting more. I was like, "Where's the punchline?"
That's all.
I thought he like threw a ball at some kid's face.
No, nothing like that.
So, how does Reach support young people to get the most out of life?
Well, our workshops are all like youth led. So, me and a whole bunch of other facilitators, we run the workshops, and they all come back to the idea of encouraging young people to step outside of their comfort zone, because that's kind of where all the learning and like the ability to find potential, I guess, comes from.
Definitely.
So, you know, an average workshop might be about getting, like, challenging young people to get up and sing in front of their year level. And, of course, nobody's going to want to do that.
Never.
Still wouldn't want to do that.
But I think it creates such an interesting conversation, and then and looking at what might hold us back from putting ourselves out there and achieving what we want for our lives. And I guess, like, it's for young people, but it's really relevant to everyone.
Because there's a whole lot of stuff that needs to be talked about that doesn't always get talked about, does it? So you really kind of need to give the kids the tools to be able to speak about it, mm-hmm. and know it's okay to speak about things that are on their mind, right?
Yeah, definitely. And all of our workshops are really supported by wellbeing professionals as well, and that kind of plays a big part in the work.
Okay, so tell us how you actually became involved yourself, Louisa. What's it like to be a Reach facilitator?
Well, I got involved about 5 years ago when I was in high school. I was in year 11 and wasn't always like having the best time at school. Like, I had quite a few friendship issues and felt pretty kind of unhappy, and I kind of played into a lot of the school dynamics and the bullying and the witching that went on. Probably more so than I'd like to admit.
Yeah,
but,
But
I guess, I had this workshop, and it's pretty cool because I now get to run the exact workshop that I had all those years ago. And it was the first time that I got to really, like, look at the effect of what I was doing was having on other people, and also, just really question that and question why I was behaving the way I was treating people the way I was, and really kind of reevaluate what I wanted for my life. And I was lucky enough to be asked back to hang out at Reach. Over the last 5 years, I've kind of been involved, and now I get to run the work myself.
Are you like me and really dislike when you meet someone and they go, "Oh, I miss high school. I love school so much. It was so great."
And then, like, you just walk away slowly, like,
Tell awesome. Someone else. I really don't want to hear about this.
So, how can people support Reach and the young people you work with?
So there's a number of ways. We currently have just launched our When I Met Reach video, which is part of our kind of tax appeal donation. So if this is something that you'd like to help us support and help us support, like, the next generation of leaders, I guess, there's all of the information on how to donate is on our website, which is reach.org.au. And then the other way is just if you do have a young person in your life who maybe is looking for something a bit more, or they're struggling a little bit, or questioning who they are and what's going on, definitely recommend that they come along to our programs.
Great.
Yeah.
And if you go to our Joy 94.9 Facebook page and scroll down just a little bit, you'll see one of those videos because I posted it earlier on. See,
on
it all works
just
nicely.
Just a little bit of scrolling.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right, Louisa, thank you so much for joining us today from the Reach Foundation and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 Production Manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.